This is a W5BSA repeater.
Good evening, folks. QFG, this is Marty, WV5Y. Once again, time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. Just Net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1659, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, April the 14th, 2026, which in UTC time, it's Wednesday, April the 15th, 2026, at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM.
PL123.
Thanks to Joe, W5BSA. We are on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston. Also on the 443.325 repeater in Katy, they both have a PL tone of 123.0. And then there's also links to the 146.7 repeater downtown, and it's network repeaters. And then the AMSAT DMR talk group is 98006. YSF Fusion is 11689. The All-Star node is 572580 when those connections are working. And then there's always EchoLink, and that's over at Star AMSAT Star. Okay, I guess after tonight, EchoLink actually will be the primary delivery method for the Houston AMSAT net. Since Bruce is going to be picking up the reins here, since I'm moving and I'm going to be packing away satellite, all kinds of antennas and radios and et cetera. So until we get resituated, Bruce will be doing the net over on EchoLink. So once again, that's at the EchoLink group Star AMSAT Star. But, of course, he also will be still making the MP3 file available. So the folks that download that, especially for the Gateway Radio News Hour there, for Vern, or for other folks for doing the podcast, etc., he'll still be doing that. So that's good news. Okay, well, I will now take any check-ins.
Delta 5, Papa,
Quebec, Julia. Okay, good evening, Howard. Got a good signal there on you, KD5PQJ in West Houston. Good evening, and see if we got anybody. Oh, you're out. Well, we'll try to remember to come back and check halfway through the net, so maybe we'll still pick somebody up. But, otherwise, so we got a few people actually over there on EchoLink, so our list has been getting longer. That's a good thing. Okay, well, we're going to start with our usual, which is some information on the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. Of course, they did recently have a balloon launch out of Beaumont, and that was the, let's see here, the W5RIN-4 call sign on APRS, or APRS.FI. And it looks like its last beacon was about 3 days and 10 hours ago, so which was still that beacon that was over the Bahamas. So we'll still keep an eye and see if it can pop back up. But that might be starting to get a little bit questionable. Or it could be just run into some interesting winds, and it's going back and forth a little bit over there off the Atlantic, and it just takes a while to get to in range of a digipeter where it'll show up again. Okay, from Germany, there was a launch from Sven and Thomas from Berlin, and their balloon is taking some nice pictures, so you can check out those pictures. We've got a URL for you. It's http://apcom.net/images.php?tracker_id=. And then we got 25384-3243 amper call=. This is what you would do a search on, DL0PCN-12 amper range=43200. That's the whole URL. But he's got a lovely set of, it looks like, about 16 pictures going right now, and they've all filled in very nicely. I see very few dropouts, and they're good pictures. Okay, the South Texas Balloon Launch Team does hold their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month. They have a local restaurant meeting here about 4:30 p.m., and then they hold a meeting where they take care of business on the internet, and that's on Zoom, and that's over at k5wh.net/zoom there, thanks to Walter. So we appreciate that. All right, you can call and make a quick phone check-in to the Houston AmSat Net by calling 713-467-9870. You can also send an APRS message to WV5Y, no dashes and no numbers. As Andy would like to say, West Virginia 5 Yankee. And you can also send an email, and that would be to WV5Y@comcast.net. All right, we're switching gears here over the ANS bulletins. This is ANS bulletin number 102 from Paul Stotzer, N8HM. And the AMSAT News Service bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on the activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating to analog and digital amateur radio satellites. The news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org, and you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins via the ANS list. Join the list, you just go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. All right, we got the message. It looks like Bruce has posted this evening's URLs over there at amsatnet.com, so we appreciate that from Bruce. And for those folks that are going to the Hamvention this year, well, there is AMSAT that's going to be there. Twenty 2026 Dayton Hamvention will be held Friday through Sunday, May 15th to 17th, 2026, at the Green County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio. AMSAT will once again have a strong presence throughout the event, including booth activities, social gatherings, and the annual AMSAT forum. Also, simultaneously, the 17th annual Tapper / AMSAT banquet will be held, and that's Friday, May the 15th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or 18:30 EDT, at the Kohler Presidential Banquet Center, 4548 Presidential Way in Kettering, Ohio, 45429. And that's located approximately 20 minutes from the Greene County Fairgrounds. And this dinner is a highlight of the Tapper Tucson Amateur Packet Radio and AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation's activities during Hamvention. And the banquet speaker will be announced at a later date.
DL-123.
Okay, tickets for the banquet will be 75 and may be purchased through the AMSAT store. The deadline to purchase banquet tickets is Monday, May the 11th at 1700 Eastern Daylight Time or 2100 UTC. Tickets must be purchased in advance and will not be sold at the AMSAT booth or at the door. There will be no tickets available for pickup at the AMSAT booth. Tickets purchased online will be maintained on a list. We'll check in at the door at the banquet center. Seating is limited to the number of meals reserved with the Kohler caterers based on ticket sales by the deadline. I.e., they're not making any extra dinners for those folks that want to squeak in at the last minute. The annual AMSAT Dinner at Tickets Gathering will take place Thursday, May the 14th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Tickets Pub and Eatery, and that's at 7 West Main Street in Fairborn, Ohio, 45324. Telephone number for them, it's 937-878-9022. This informal event features no program or speaker, offering an opportunity for conversation and camaraderie. All are welcome, regardless of participation in booth setup or operations. Food may be ordered from the menu, and drinks, including beer, wine, sodas, and iced tea, are available at the bar, and no reservations are required. Okay, also, of course, I got to get down to the nitty-gritty. AMSAT is seeking volunteers to assist at the AMSAT booth, and that's located in Building 1, booths number 1007 through 1010, and also 1107 through 1110. Volunteers are also encouraged to contribute as much time as they're able, whether for a few hours or the entire weekend. In 2025, approximately 20 volunteers supported AMSAT's activities and engagement with attendees. Those interested in volunteering or requesting additional information can contact Phil Smith, W1EME, the AMSAT Hamvention team leader, and that's via email at W1EME@astrocom.net. Volunteer participation plays an important role in supporting AMSAT's presence and outreach within the amateur radio community. The AM SAT Forum will be held on Saturday, May the 16th from 1:50 p.m. to 3:10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in Forum Room 2. Additional details, including the banquet speaker announcement, will be provided as they become available. Okay, I know everybody's gearing up for Dayton Hamvention 2026. And we want to thank the AMSAT Hamvention team for that information. This is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, let's take a quick look around here, see who we've got checking in. We're at about a quarter past the hour here. Okay, let's see. We got Charlie, K5ENG, and he's over there in West Houston. We have Dale, WD0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. And he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So we'll appreciate him doing that for us. And then, of course, we got Vern, WA0RCR, up there in Wentzville, Missouri. And he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, as he likes to say, at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. And that's on the Gateway Radio News Hour. So we appreciate him doing that and putting us on there on the weekend on the top band. I want to say hello to Ty N6ZZO. He's out there in McKinleyville, California. And he's one of our podcast listeners who calls and checks in there when he listens to the net the next day or so. So we appreciate that. Okay, let's see. We don't have any check-ins from APRS. It's been a long time since we had any of those. From the Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, and we want to say good evening to Rachie also. And we've got Brian, KG4OZW, that was Clay, did I say that right? And then KG4WIJ is Brian, and Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX. All right. Well, Clay says that he did notice that Bruce was doing some testing over there on the Internet Relay Chat System last week. So getting things ready, I guess. So that's good. Okay, from Echo Link, we've got Bob, K9OIM, good evening. Also to Andrew, KC5LWY, he's down there in Galveston. Hope things are going good down there, Andrew. We've got Indoff, N6UTC, he's over there in Long Beach, California. And then we got Mitch, AD0HJ, in Jackson, Minnesota. And he's up there doing the Wednesday night AMSAT net. So for the folks on DMR, if you got a digital radio or handy talkie, especially with a hotspot, well, you can get on the Wednesday night AMSAT net and talk to Mitch. And that's at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. And they especially like to talk about grid squares and rovers that are going to be making rare grids available for satellite operators. So especially if you're going to be doing any roving or anything like that, you might let Mitch know. And once again, that's at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays on DMR. And that's on the AMSAT Digital DMR group. It's 98006. And the YSF Fusion is 11689. Okay, good evening to Santos, KI5KGT, over there in Portland, Texas. And then hello to Bruce also, KK5DO in Roman Forest. He's going to be taking over after this week, so you'll be hearing from him here on Echolink. And then we've got Dave, WB7DRU, up there in Howard Lake, Minnesota. Good evening, Dave. And Dave's been checking into the net with us for decades there since we had the landline hooked up there in Minnesota. Okay, we have Steve, KA5YFC. Good evening, Steve. And hello to John, W5JMA in Caldwell, Texas. And we got you checked into the Houston AmSat net. All right, the AmSat removed before flight key tags are available. And yes, they're the real thing, just like what they put on the satellites. And they're lovely red with white embroidered lettering and logo. And your $20 donation goes to help fly a Fox Plus satellite. And it includes first class postage for those only in the United States, though, unfortunately, sorry. And you can order today at AmSat.org/product/AmSat-remove-before-flight-keychain.
DL-123.
AmSat will participate in the CubeSat Developers Workshop 2026, the CDW26. Scheduled for April the 14th to the 16th, 2026, at the Performing Arts Center on the campus of California Polytechnic State University, or Cal Poly, in San Luis Obispo, California. CubeSat Developers Workshop is the premier annual gathering for the small satellite community. Hosted by the Cal Poly CubeSat Laboratory, the event typically draws more than 500 industry professionals, researchers, educators, and students. Attendees engage in 3 days of technical presentations. And there's Q&A panels, exhibit booths, and extensive networking opportunities focused on CubeSat and small satellite design, development, testing, launch, and operations. This workshop is especially valuable for newcomers, offering direct access to experienced developers and lessons learned from real missions. AmSat's presence at CDW26 underscores its long-standing commitment to advancing amateur radio in space through CubeSat platforms. AmSat members and representatives plan to engage with the broader CubeSat community, share expertise on amateur satellite communications, including transponders, telemetry, and ground station operations, and explore collaboration opportunities with universities, educational groups, and commercial developers. This participation helps strengthen ties between the amateur radio satellite service and the wider SmallSat ecosystem, for many university and student projects seek reliable, low-cost communication solutions that align with IARU coordinated amateur frequencies. Okay, we want to thank AmSat for that info, and this is Marty, WB5Y, with the Houston AmSat Net. Okay, we've got information on the AmSat satellite status page, and the story behind the new colors and the satellite naming convention. If you've visited the AMSAT satellite status page recently, you may have noticed that the color scheme and satellite naming convention look a bit different. These changes have prompted some questions from the community, and we wanted to take a moment to explain the reasoning behind the updates. Okay, first of all was accessibility. We received a request to change transponder / repeater operational from blue to green, since green often means good. That made sense, so we made the change along with a few other minor color adjustments. When we rolled it out, however, we quickly heard from users who couldn't distinguish transponder repeater operational from no signal heard. After some research, we learned that red-green color blindness affects roughly 10% of the population, and that's just one of three prominent types of color vision deficiency, each affecting a different part of the spectrum. I remember my dad couldn't tell you the difference between green and blue. After further research, we adopted the IBM Colorblind Palette, which allows 99.998% of people to reliably distinguish between five colors. While some users have suggested alternate color schemes, many of those proposals would reintroduce the same accessibility conflicts we set out to solve. And then there's handling multiple modes. As satellites grow more capable, many now carry multiple satellite operating modes rather than assigning a separate color to each mode, which quickly becomes impractical when a single satellite may support five or six. We've given each mode its own line on the status page. To accommodate this, we updated the naming convention from just the satellite name to the satellite name plus mode.
W5BFA repeater.
For example, SSTV operations on the International Space Station now appears as ISS _ and then in brackets it says SSTV. This approach scales cleanly as new multi-mode satellites come online. We also renamed transponder / repeater operational to satellite active, which simply means the mode you selected to report on is active. We made this change because transponder and repeater are two-way modes, and an increasing number of satellites are now being launched with interesting one-way modes other than just telemetry and beacons. We're always open to suggestions, but please remember, we are all volunteers at AMSAT. And we want to thank David Splutsta, K9KT, in AMSAT web manager for that information. That's a new name and call sign I haven't seen, so I'm not sure if that's a brand new update there, but we want to say congratulations to David Strostra in 9KT on becoming the AMSAT web manager. Okay, the 2026 President's Club coin is now here, and you can help support the Golf and Fox Plus projects. The annual membership starts at only $120, and if you join the AMSAT President's Club today, you help keep amateur radio in space. Okay, the URL to join the President's Club is over at www.amsat.org/ join-v-amsat-presidents-club. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat Net. Looks like we're right at the bottom of the hour here, so we're going to go and take a quick standby and see if we have any other check-ins. Any check-ins to the Houston AmSat Net come down. Okay, well, the IARU coordination is requested for the MANA ReadySat. A new 1U CubeSat project from the MANA Institute of Technology in Bengaluru, India, has submitted a frequency coordination request to the IARU. The MANA ReadySat represents a student-led effort focused on educational and technology demonstration objectives. The project involves collaboration with the Institute's engineering departments, building on the MANA Institute of Technology's growing interest in satellite image processing, CubeSat development, and space data analytics.
DL-123.
According to the coordination application dated April 9, 2026, the satellite is planned as a 1U CubeSat carrying a UHF downlink for telemetry and occasional Robot 36 SSTV image transmissions. And then there's LoRa capability, and it's intended for inter-satellite or experimental links. The primary downlink will use 9600 baud GFSK modulation. The mission aims to provide hands-on experience for students in spacecraft systems, communications, and payload operations while demonstrating low-cost amateur radio technologies in space and techniques. They want to have a launch and orbit plans. The team targets a mid-2026 rideshare launch opportunity aboard an ISRO PSLV or SSLV vehicle. The planned orbit is approximately 450 to 500 kilometers altitude with an inclination in the range of 35 to 60 degrees. And we want to thank the IARU for that information. Okay, you need these satellite antennas? Well, you can get those great M2 LEO packs from the AmSat store. And when you do, they have a little bit of a discount worked out for you that you get. Also, when you purchase through AmSat, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL to get those antennas, it's right over at amsat.org/product-category/hardware. This is Marty, WV5OI in the Houston AmSat Net. We've got an FO-29 update. Fuji Oscar 29, FO-29 or JAS-2, the long-lived Japanese amateur radio satellite launched in 1996, continues to operate its VU inverting analog linear transponder under the control of the Japan Amateur Radio League, the JARL. Because the onboard batteries have failed years ago, the satellite depends entirely on solar power and can only function when its solar panels are illuminated. Okay, the current status for April 2026. Well, FO-29 entered a full sunlight orbit around March the 9th, 2026. And, of course, during full sunlight periods, the satellite experiences no or negligible eclipses, allowing this analog transponder to operate continuously on illuminated passes without scheduled command activations. And the first full sunlight window began in early March of 2026 and lasted approximately 40 days. According to the JARL schedule, this continuous operation ends around April the 21st, 2026, after which satellite will enter an eclipse period for about 1 month. The second longer full sunlight period is expected from approximately May the 20th to mid-November 2026, during which continuous operation should resume. Okay, the FO-29 transponder details. Well, the MUX-2 inverting linear transponder for single sideband and CW only. The uplink is on 145.900 through 146.000 MHz on lower sideband, and then the downlink is on 435.800 to 435.900 MHz, and that's upper sideband. And the CW beacon, typically 100 milliwatts, is on 435.795 MHz. Okay, there is a Digitalker. It's on 435.910 MHz on FM, but as of now, it's rarely activated. Of course, a long time ago, that was one of the cool things. Digital BBS, 1200-9600 baud remains non-operational and is an important restriction. Digital modes are generally not permitted on the linear transponder due to licensing and operational constraints. Okay, the operating procedure for FO-29 during the eclipse periods or the transition out of full sunlight, the JARL control team sends specific commands to activate the transponder at designated UTC times. If the transponder does not turn on within about 2 minutes of the command start, the team terminates the attempt. During confirmed full sunlight periods, no regular command schedules needed. The transponder stays active whenever the satellite is in sunlight. Operators should always check real-time status via AMSAT Live Status Status, Live Satellite Status, OSCAR Satellite Pages, or recent community reports, as voltage instability in the aging satellite can occasionally cause unexpected behavior. Okay, the April 2026 specifics will give you the exact days and times. In early to mid-April 2026, while still in the March full sunlight window, expect the transponder to be available on most or all illuminated passes with no fixed on or off times. After approximately April 21st, operation will shift back to scheduled command activations until the next full sunlight season begins in late May. And the scheduled activations for the eclipse period are in April the 24th at 22:22, the 15th at 21:27, and the 28th at 22:11. Okay, then the time is for May. On the 1st, it's 22:56. On the 2nd, it's 2200. On the third is 2251. On the fourth, 2155. On the fifth, 2245. On the sixth, 2150. On the seventh, 2240. On the eighth, 2144. On the ninth, 2235. On the 15th, time is 2219. And then it's 2310 on May the 16th. Amateurs are reminded to use proper Doppler correction, follow linear transponder etiquette. In other words, listen before transmitting and keep your signals clean. Limit uplink power to avoid overloading the transponder, typically no more than a few watts for the modest antenna. And the JARL page provides the detailed historical and upcoming command schedules for eclipse periods across 2025 and 2026. For the absolute latest status of any updates from the Japanese control team, you can monitor the official JARL FO29 page at AMSAT.org and AMSAT bulletins. All right, FO29's continued operation nearly 30 years after launch remains a testament to robust engineering and the dedication of the Japanese Amateur Radio League team. And we want to thank the JARL for that information. Okay, coming in 2026, we've been waiting through 2025 and now into 2026, but I'm sure hopefully they're making progress, and it's the versatile GNU radio-based transverter, the SDR Gen 2.
DL-123.
All right, SDR Gen 2 is predicted to have 144 megahertz to 6 gigahertz continuous coverage. It'll do direct VHF, UHF, 900 megahertz, L, S, and C band operations. It also has up conversion to 5 and dime capability, covering 5 and 10 gigahertz. It's all mode like CW, single sideband, FTA, narrowband FM, SSTV, ATV, all kinds of modes. Minimum downlink data rate is 1 Mbps, and it's built to fly on the Fox Plus and Golf missions. Okay, we're still looking forward to that. Coming from AMSAT engineers, keeping amateur radio in space, and Ascent, the Advanced Satellite Communications and Exploration of New Technology Group. This is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AmSatNet. Okay, if you'd like to make a quick phone check-in to the Houston AmSatNet, once again, the phone number is 713-467-9870. Can send an APRS message to West Virginia 5 Yankee, no dashes and no numbers. Or the email, once again, it's wv5y@comcast.net. And, of course, our website is over at www.amsatnet.com, thanks to Bruce. And since he is the awards guy, as well as being a board of members director for AMSAT, well, we've got some good info on there on how you can even get a certificate or award for making your first satellite contact. Okay, once you get hooked on that and you start wanting more, well, you can go over to AMSAT.org where you can always find really great information on the status of the satellites, which ones are working and which ones are not active, and the times and the frequencies that they're on, the uplink frequencies and downlink frequencies and beacon frequencies, and then also there's the store. And information about the symposium, which is going to be taking place there over in Of course, that's www.amsat.org. And this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT net. Two line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as compliant elements, or just KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the STP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites, and the TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. So these are the files you download into your home computer there, and it updates your satellite tracking program and gets all the satellites listed in the right places. And you can find new bulletin files posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. And also, you can find more information at www.amsat.org/complarian-elements-resources. Oh, and there are no changes to this week's TLE distribution, but we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, the AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. All right. Still available. If you join AMSAT or renew now, you can download a free Getting Started with Amateur Satellites guide. And you can get the latest edition for doing the right thing. Visit www.amsat.org/membership-specials for more details. This is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT net. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts and JAXA astronauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen in on all the hot action is over on 145.800 MHz worldwide. Okay, we've got some scheduled contacts. The elementary school Slava Lazaj in Zalj, Croatia has a direct contact via 9A1CUA, and the ISS call sign is presently scheduled to be OR4ISS, and the crew member is Chris Williams, KJ5GEW. The AIRIS mentor is IZ2GOJ. And the contact will be on Monday, 4/13/2026, which I guess already happened at 8:55:30 UTC, and they had a 28-degree elevation. Okay, let's see. This is on the 17th, so it hasn't happened yet. We've got the Scouts Australia, Western Australia branch, Mount Hawthorne, Western Australia, and they have a telebridge via AB1OC. And the ISS call sign is presently scheduled to be NA1SS, and they'll speak with crew member Jack Hathaway, KJ5NIV, and the AIRIS mentor is VK4KHZ. The contact is Friday, 4/17/2026 at 10:20:48 UTC, and they have a 71-degree elevation. Many times, a school may make a last-minute decision to do a live stream or run into a last-minute glitch requiring a change of the URL. But most folks over at AIRIS may not get the URL in time for publication. So you can always check live.aris.org to see if the school is live streaming. And as always, if there's an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the AIRIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. Okay, the crossband repeater on the ISS continues to be active, and it's on 145.990 megahertz up with a field tone of 67. And then, of course, you listen on the downlink, and that's on 437.800 megahertz down. And if any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. You may end up talking to one of the astronauts. And the service module radio is not in APRS configuration. It's only being used for voice contacts at this time. Okay, of course we know the service module radio's default mode is for packet operations. It's on 145.825 megahertz up and down when that's working, but occasionally it's used for SSTV over on 145.800 megahertz down. The ham TV on the ISS is configured. The default mode is for scheduled digital amateur television operations on 2395.00 megahertz. They're just below 2.4 gigahertz. It says, note, all times are approximate. It's recommending you do your own orbital predictions or start listening about 10 minutes before the listed times. The latest information on the operation mode can be found at www.as.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html, and the latest list of frequencies in use can be found at www.as.org/contact-b-iss.html.
CL-123.
Okay, there is an SSTV Series 31 event. It's a 70-centimeter event. It'll be from April the 10th through the 14th, called World Space Commemoration. And the SSTV Series 31 plan is scheduled start. Let's see. And that was, they say, today at 1200 UTC or 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Then ends Tuesday, the 14th of April at 1355 UTC or 955 a.m. Eastern Time. The frequency is on 437.55 megahertz. Okay, I hope people remember to get in on that one. I was doing an Aeris transmit power of 10 watts and doing robot 36, and it had a 36-second on and 2-minute off schedule. And if you did manage to copy some pictures from that event, well, you can submit your SSTV images over at aeris.usa.org/aeris_SSTV to qualify for the official event certificate. Alright, we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the Aeris Operation Team members, for that information. Hey, if you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition, well, you can get an AMSAC car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And when you do, 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And it's right over at www.zazzle.com/store/AMSAC_gear. Alright, AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations that demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites and host information tables at club meetings, AMFest, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. The big event for most hams of the year is quickly approaching. It's on May 15th to 17th, 2026, and that's the Dayton Hamvention. It's a Greene County Fair and Expo Center at 210 Fairground Road in Xenia, Ohio, 45385. And that's at hamvention.org.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Okay, then happening October 8th to the 11th, 2026, the 44th AMSAT Space Symposium, an annual membership meeting at the Crown Plaza Jax Airport, and that's at 14670 Duval Road in Jacksonville, Florida, and that's 32218, and there will be more details following. If you're interested in becoming an AMSAT ambassador, well, what do AMSAT ambassadors do? They provide presentations, they demonstrate communicating to amateur satellites, and they host information tables at club meetings and hamfests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. For more information, just go right over to www.amsat.org/ambassador, and we'll thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL. He's the director of the AMSAT Ambassador Program. All right, yes, the ARRIS-SFTV Series 31, the World Space Commemoration, kicked off on April the 10th, 2026, on 437.55 MHz FM using Robot 36 mode. Transmissions ran through April the 14th, and they feature images honoring Cosmonautics Day, the 100th anniversary of liquid-fueled rockets, the first space shuttle launch, and SuitSat. Operators worldwide are actively tracking passes and sharing receptions. Amateur radio operators continued supporting NASA's Artemis II lunar flyby mission. A network of 34 ARRIS and AMSAT affiliated stations is providing supplementary tracking of the Orion spacecraft's S-band signals, with notable contributions from experienced satellite tracker Scott Tilley, BE7TIL. The mission splashed down on April the 10th in the Pacific Ocean. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y and the Houston AmSatNet. And a new version of the UZ7HO SAM modem software for the Hades-SA/Spinny-1 satellite is now available. And it has bug fixes and supporting tools for SSDV image decoding and Codec 2. Downloads are posted on the AMSAT EA website. Okay, well, you can join AMSAT today by going over to launch.amsat.org. And, of course, in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Students are eligible for free membership up to the age of 25, and memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership. Additional membership information. Okay, we get a 7-3, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that comes from this week's ANS editor, Paul Stotzer, N8HM, and that's n8hm@amsat.org. And, of course, the ANS is a service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, and they do reside at 712 H Street, ME, Suite 1653, Washington, D.C., 20002. All right, well, we've enjoyed doing the net for these last 5 years here since Andy passed away, and I know you'll be in good hands. We'll be in good hands there while Bruce picks up for a while there doing the net on Echo Inc. So I know he'll get some good cooperation and some good input, and it'll be interesting to see how things progress. So, fortunately, once again, this will be my last net for a while, since I'll be taking the antennas down and stuff and moving. But we will hopefully maybe be able to check in here once or twice in the upcoming weeks, and we'll look forward to having Bruce take the reins. So we appreciate him doing that for us, and we appreciate everyone's diligence and kindness and checking into the net, and look forward to catching everybody further down the line. Okay, well, from Andy, W5ACM, who's up there somewhere, and Bruce, KK5DO, up there in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, WV5Y, in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week and for now from the Houston AmSatNet.